Then, Chinese Communist Party forcible assimilation policies continue to be implemented at fast speed in Tibet and have dramatic impacts on the fundamental rights, culture and identity of Tibetans. Here are two examples. First, in February 2024, Chinese police beat and arbitrarily detained hundreds of residents of Dege County in eastern Tibet who had been peacefully protesting the construction of a large dam on the Drishu River. We strongly welcome the recent communication by 13 independent UN human rights special procedures who expressed deep concern regarding the Chinese government plans to build the dam and would welcome if the continued concern expressed by the special procedures would be reflected by the UN High Commissioner. Secondly, on July 12, 2024, the Chinese government closed the Jigme Gyaltsen Nationalities Vocational School in Golok, which has a successful academic record and a strong focus on Tibetan language and culture. This closure aligns with a broader pattern of the Chinese government shutting down Tibetan educational institutions and relocating students to state-run schools as part of ongoing effort to exert control over Tibetan education and culture. We urge the Council members to request unfettered access to Tibet for special procedures mandate holders to assess the human rights situation on the ground, including to Dege County detention facilities and affected monasteries, and to call China to end the forced closure of private-run Tibetan schools and to end the boarding school system in Tibet. Thank you.